It is my belief that Catholic Schools Week and the Word of God Sunday make a great combination. We saw how wonderfully Brandon and Kaylee read those scriptures this morning, and that's because at Queen's School and all of our Jackson Catholic schools, the children are studying the Word of God and the teachings of Christ and His church every single day. And yet there are many people in the world who are Christian that don't believe that Catholics are Christian. And yet every Catholic is a Christian, not every Christian is a Catholic. But it is also the case there are more than 34,000 different denominations of Christianity in the world. And of those 34,000, there are many critics of the Catholic Church and of its beliefs, practices, and teachings. And one of the criticisms they love to lay on us the most is that we don't know the Bible, and we can't quote the Bible, and we don't love the Bible, and we don't live according to its teachings. And yet in the spirit of that old phrase, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the Catholic Church or the Bible? The oldest Protestant churches on the planet can only go back 5 centuries. The Orthodox churches, 10 centuries. The Catholic Church, 20 centuries. And the Catholic Church existed before the Bible did, at least before the New Testament. The Catholic Church traces its existence to Pentecost Day, the 50th day of Easter, the year 33 AD, when with tongues of fire and prophecy, the Catholic Church was born by the power of the Holy Spirit. But there wasn't a single word of the New Testament that was written down for another 20 years. The Gospels were still being written 70 years later. And yet the stories of Christ were still being faithfully told and their truth faithfully preserved by the preachers of the Catholic Church, the apostles and their successors on whom they laid hands. So then, for those who love the Bible but hate the Catholic Church, you really can't have one without the other, as we shall soon see. Because it was St. Athanasius, the great father of the church, who fought strenuously against the Arian heresy that denied the divinity of Christ, who was the first person to come up with the list or canon of the books of Scripture as we know them today. The 46 of the Old Testament, the 27 in the New Testament, 73 altogether, and that was in the year 367. Once again, 1,200 years before any Protestant church existed. It was 15 years later in 382, in a desire that more people should know God's Word and Scripture, the Pope Damasus I asked the world's best Scripture scholar of the time, St. Jerome, to take the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament and put it all into Latin. That was the church's language, the ecclesiastical language of the time. St. Jerome undertook this task in a most unique place. If you were to go to Bethlehem, to the Grotto of the Nativity, you would find right next to the spot where Jesus was born, the little cell where St. Jerome is now buried and where he spent those 22 years next to the birthplace of Christ undertaking this massive translation. It was published in the year 404, but it wasn't published in the same way books are today on Amazon or Kindle, because there was no printing press, and there would not be for another 1,000 years. However, it was the case that the Catholic Church oversaw a unified translation of the Old Testament and New Testament in a language that was far more accessible than Hebrew or Greek, and that Bible, published by Pope Damasus and St. Jerome in 404 AD, is called the Vulgate, from the Latin for vulgar. That didn't mean that Jerome hid some cuss words in there. It meant that it was written in an everyday Latin that anybody that could read would be able to understand. But it was never the case that the Catholic Church was trying to keep people from owning a Bible or keep people from reading a Bible. There wasn't a printing press until 1,440 years after the resurrection. That was Johannes Gutenberg, also consequently a Catholic in Germany, who invented it. But even after the invention of the printing press, most people couldn't read. And so for those first 14 centuries of Christianity, Bibles had to be printed by hand by hundreds of monks, and the Bible would be this thick if you stacked all that parchment together. And even then, if you could afford it, you still wouldn't be able to read it, because most people had zero education. It was not the Catholic Church's desire to keep the Bible out of the hands of people. It was the Catholic Church's desire to educate people so that they would be able to read and to understand the Word of God in Scripture. Indeed, it was the Catholic Church that separated those 73 books of the Bible into individual chapters during the 1200s, and individual verses in those chapters in the 1500s. It wasn't written by God that way. Those were for the purposes of scholarship that the Catholic Church made it easier for us to be able to find our point of reference in that book. And so we see, once again, the Catholic Church has been the custodian of the Bible, but it is not its author. God is the author of Scripture through the Holy Spirit. But the Catholic Church has safeguarded and protected and promoted the reading and study of Scripture all throughout the centuries. And yet somehow, we, like people who have gone before us, have lost our way. Many people may have a Bible in their home, but do you know where it is? And when is the last time that somebody opened it and actually looked at the treasures hidden within it? And that is why Pope Francis instituted this Word of God Sunday, and he and our bishop are asking every family and every church at every parish throughout the world to find that Bible. And if you don't have one, get one. And to do something about it, to make it a foundation for our lives of faith. So many times when I get a new car or a new gadget, I just want to jump right in and use the thing without ever reading the manual. And that explains why I cannot fully use my phone, my computer, or my car. But I never bother to go back to the manual. I always assume I'm just smart enough to squeak by and hopefully not break it. And yet the Bible should be considered our basic instruction manual for living a good life on earth and one day finding eternal life with God in heaven. And all of us need this manual in order to understand the God that made us, and to make him known. That's what Jesus wanted of those apostles he called out of their boats at the Sea of Galilee. He wanted them to know him and to know God and to make God and Jesus known and loved. At the end of every Mass, we're given a task. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. That is to go and share in that same mission and message given to the first apostles, to help other people to know God and love God. And the Scriptures are the means by which we can help them to do so. Long before we can bring them to the sacraments, we can bring them to God's Word, and God has revealed himself to us in both Word, the Scripture, and sacrament, most particularly the body and blood of his Son on this altar. And so let us accept the challenge on this Word of God Sunday to find those Bibles in our homes, to dust them off and to open them and to hear the crease of the binding, because it's been closed for so long, and to open for ourselves all the treasures that are hidden in there. And it truly can be an eye-opening experience. Yes, many people would rather read mysteries and crime novels and romance novels. All of those things are contained in Scripture. There are stories of war and bloodshed and loyalty and lust, love and betrayal, war and exile, swashbuckling mysteries and cliffhangers. All of these events are contained right in there. And yet the word Bible itself doesn't mean book, it means books. Because it's 73 different books under one cover. All these different tales of God's history, revealing himself to Israel, Israel's history, sinning against God, and all the while God preparing them for the coming of his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, we accept the charge. We accept the charge to know God and to love God and to make him known and loved by how more deeply we can delve into his mysteries revealed to us through his holy word.